This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Ghat Bridge in Katra, Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर, श्रीनगर, बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests, as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that relations with the Central Asian countries have always been a key priority for India. Foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan had a joint call on the Prime Minister in New Delhi yesterday. The ministers briefed the Prime Minister on the positive and productive discussions held during the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue earlier during the day. On the eve of Eid al-Zuha, President Draupadi Murmu extended heartiest greetings and best wishes to all the citizens of the country and Indians abroad, especially the Muslim community. In her message, President Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. The President added that the festival spreads the message of unity, love and brotherhood in society. She urged everyone to work together to build a better society by adopting the values of selflessness and dedication. In Assam, the overall flood situation has improved slightly. However, over 4,40,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 18 districts. There have been no reports of human casualties due to the floods in the past 24 hours. Around 1,300 villages have been affected by the flood and over 16,000 hectares of crop area have been damaged across the state. The state government has deployed SDRF teams for rescue operations. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 40,000 people are currently staying in 156 relief camps. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has informed that moderate rain is very likely to occur in Kachar, Hailakandi, Sivasagar, Tinsukia, Dibrugarh and Charai Dio districts. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad called on Foreign Minister of Germany Johann Wadephul yesterday. Mr. Wadephul condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Germany's strong support and solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. Russian Defense Ministry has claimed that its air defense systems intercepted and shot down 174 Ukrainian drones over the territories of Bryansk, Rostov, Saratov, Voronezh, Kaluga, Kursk, Oryol, Ryazan, Tula, Belgorod, Tambov. And that is the end of this news bulletin.